Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, NoCo. Welcome back to 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday morning, getting closer to that weekend, feeling good. A Rockies wind. I said Rockies wind because that's what's going to be blowing in. We're going to have a major wind event coming up this afternoon and through the next couple of days as well. Welcome back to the show. I'm Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint, our producer, Angel Padilla.
Hi.
And joining us on the phone right now is my buddy Thompson Tindall, better known as Triple T with War Eagle Garage. How you doing this morning, brother? Thompson? Hey, Triple T, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, man. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I thought were you busy doing something that you had no time for us to jump on the air, brother?
Oh man, you know, getting out doing things, getting stuff ready for a big event at the Speedway this weekend that we've been planning for about 9 months. And so this week has been crazy for me.
I'm sure it has. Well, you know, for those who don't know, why don't you fill us in a bit about War Eagle Garage and what it's all about, buddy?
Awesome. Well, War Eagle Garage is basically an engagement program designed for veterans, returning veterans specifically, but it's open to any veteran. The engagement process is basically to, you know, as a racing team, engage with a racing program that, you know, is set and geared to succeed at the racetrack. But on the same sense, it's also geared to help each individual veteran succeed in their life goals. And we just use motorsports as the medium to help them succeed in whatever they're doing.
Do you find that getting them involved, and I just love the cause, buddy. I love this, Thompson. This is very, very cool. I love anything that helps out vets, but this is a very unique idea of putting together a race team and getting people involved in the business of race cars. And I'm just wondering, how does this really grasp the skills that they learned? You know, the things that they had done in the military, things that made them happy before so and all that, getting their passion back into something. I've got to think that helps them find some self-worth, value, and does a lot of healing.
You know, not only that, it's a bridge, right? You know, I say a bridge in the case that, you know, I'll use my own story. When I got out of the Navy and after the Gulf War, you know, the military is really great about giving you a one-way ticket back home, saying thank you for your service, you're gone, you know, and you get home and things have just changed. Stuff has happened. Your friends have moved on. You know, and you're kind of struggling to find that tribe again and those people around you, it can be challenging. And with when I kind of ran across this team, that in Charleston, South Carolina, it was kind of like, you know, all of a sudden they kind of said, hey, I don't know if you're interested in this, but we have this race car and you have skills, right? The Navy gave you a mechanical and, you know, stuff that goes on. And he said, we could sure use your help. And so that was the bridge. It's like, hey, well, I learned mechanics in the military, and then, you know, and we're still dealing in the race car stuff was more the same thing, but it was like high tech, you know. And so those, you know, and walking in and seeing, like, you know, what's going on these race cars, you know, it's the latest, the greatest, the top notch of equipment, whether it's springs, shocks, motors, whatever's involved, it's the technology that grasped me. Right, that kind of, you know, hey, that's kind of cool. I like that. That's different. You know, or I could relate to, hey, that's like a component that I used to use when I would put on this equipment in the military. You know, so that was the engagement part of, you know, how I, you know, kind of see, you know, the opportunities to be involved with racing team. And, you know, and the other side of this that boils down to, it's just the team around you or the tribe.
Yep.
You know, everybody's ready to help everybody succeed.
Well, Thompson, this is Tanner. Thank you so much for your service, first and foremost. We appreciate that. And learning more about War Eagle Garage here, obviously, you know, what you guys have seen in action and when you served, there's no more of an adrenaline rush. I can't even imagine. I would have to imagine some of that adrenaline during the race, stuff like that. I mean, there's still a little bit of a craving for that. Is that right?
You know, that's a big point. There's a lot of us that get out of the military that, you know, that's one of the things we miss is that those operations when we were doing something, when it was game day, so to speak, right? In our case, it's race day. You know, and that's, I think, in another word, just kind of that opportunity to get into a situation like that to kind of feed a little bit of the our adrenaline junkies out there, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That gets that dopamine going and all that. I mean, it's outstanding. Now, I fell in love with this organization. You know, I did an event with Triple T. We were doing a fundraiser and so forth, and I got to see some of the meet some of the guys involved in all this, and just an amazing group of people. But you were talking about a big event you've got coming up. Is it this Saturday that it's going down?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Mother Nature doesn't care, does she?
What is scheduled and what may happen, brother? That's
well, what we have is we have at Colorado National Speedway, we are sponsoring the night. We have a sponsor that has came forward to help us expose our program at the racetrack. And so we have War Eagle Garage Night, and it's basically Armed Forces Day. We've worked with the track for a while. We're hoping to make this a staple event for our program on every Armed Forces Day. But we have a couple things that are happening. What we're going to do is we've invited any nonprofit that serves veterans to come out and set up their tent or booth area in front of the track as patrons come in to introduce their nonprofit. Because good part of what we do is one of our missions at War Eagle Garage is to expose veterans to the resources in Northern Colorado in our area, right?
Love that.
There's a lot of great resources out there, a lot of great nonprofits that are doing fabulous work. And so this is an opportunity to showcase, you know, their work. And then we're also, you know, the VIP beer gardens at the racetrack. We're hosting basically what we're calling a warrior gala. It's $50 a ticket. It gets you a barbecue dinner trackside, view the races trackside in a kind of little open bar seating area with some barbecue that'll be delivered. And we're going to try to raise a little money, have some fun, and watch some races.
Well, Thompson, again, we're talking with Thompson with the War Eagle Garage, and there's a lot of information. The flyer is up on their website, wareaglegarage.org as well. But, Thompson, I want to give kudos to you guys because it really does take a village when it comes to tackling these issues and providing the help that our veterans do need. I think that's really cool that you guys are trying to extend it out and get everyone involved because at the end of the day, everybody's got the same goal, and that's to help the people who gave so much for our country.
You know, exactly. And that's the part that I think when you work together, and, you know, there's a old, somebody came up to me and said, well, you're basically, this whole program is idle hands are the work of the devil, right? And I was like, wow, I haven't heard that in a while. But, you know, it's kind of right. It's activities. It's getting engaged, you know, working on something. When you fix something, and I kind of, when I named it the War Eagle Garage, I kind of looked at the garage as an area where you go into somewhere to grab a tool to fix something, tune something, make something better, right?
Yep.
And when you can fix something, right, whether it's your lawnmower or your car, it takes a little bit of stress off of your life, right? You don't have to worry about that anymore. It's working, and I can mow my grass all year long, and I'm good to go. And it's little things like that that I think build upon, that progressive or positive mindset is what we like to call it, is, you know, just a continuous growth in the world. And when we can connect people, inspire people, and just, you know, have a good time doing it all, man, I can't think of anything more fun to do with your life.
No, there is nothing. There's nothing more fulfilling than serving those who served us so greatly. And as Tanner said, Thompson, we appreciate your service, but I appreciate the way that you're continuing to serve our country and our veterans. Absolutely love what you're doing. You're a dear friend, and I just wish you the best of success with this. And as you get more things going on with War Eagle Garage, Thompson, I want you to know that my phone's always ready for you, and we want to promote anything you've got going
on. Open invitation, my friend.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope to get out there. Hey, and I will say, I will thank, we had an awesome kind of silent donor that gave us $15,000 to buy a trailer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's something that you'll see us out in Northern Colorado through the year. And what we're doing is we're basically creating a garage, a mobile garage in this trailer. And we're going to go to different car events or different places and work on our car to get it ready. You know, we have a show car that we're going to build, and then we're going to try to move up into a race car later this year. And so we're going to be out and about in the community. So if there's anybody that has an event that would like us to participate in, you know, just go to the website and shoot me a contact.
Sounds great, man. Well, good luck this weekend. Let's hope that, you know, the weather gives you a chance to get some racing in. But let's get some people out there, continue to build the awareness, and continue to support the veteran community and all the organizations that help our veterans. Again, God bless you, brother. Thanks for your time. Thanks for what you're doing, and I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Awesome. You guys have a great day.
You too. As well. That is, he's my buddy Triple T, Thompson Tindall from War Eagle Garage. Wonderful guy, and I can't speak enough about these organizations that help our veterans.
Well, and it's so cool. WarEagleGarage.org. Again, just click on the events tab up at the top. There's the flyer there that you need with all the information you need. But again, this is what local radio is about, and I'm so happy to continue this on, because my show that I started, you know, a couple years ago, NoCo Now, that is merging with Brian, you've done so much good in this community. But that was one of the things that I always wanted to hammer home, was talking with these nonprofits that have such an impact. I know that it can be, you know, there's somebody's always wanting money from you, and you got to figure out where you want to go with that. Veterans is a very, very good way, and a good group of people to help out at any point. But check out WarEagleGarage.org and consider, you know, make it a donation. Even $10 goes a long way.
And I'll say, the hardest thing for me in life, one of the most difficult things, is for me to ask for money. But when it comes to veteran causes, I will beat down your door to ask for it. So this is one of the things that I will do anything to help raise money for.
No,
so
there's no doubt. Well, thanks to Thompson again, Triple T, for jumping on with us this morning on Good Morning NoCo. Closing in now on 8:18. Still to come, Miles Blumhart with Fort Collins, Colorado. And
absolutely,
Miles is raring to go.
Well, he should be, and there's a lot of things going on with Mother Nature right now and the animal kingdom, and lots of things that he's going to be following as well. So I look forward to visiting with Miles.
We're going to talk about that with what the weather's doing there. We're also going to talk with Miles about David Roddy in the NBA draft. Now that the lottery's over, we know where everybody's sitting at position-wise. It seems like David Roddy's trending towards a first-round pick. That doesn't bode well for CSU fans. We'll discuss that with Miles coming up. It's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA. Hey, 8:23 on Thursday morning. Reminder, coming up at 2 o'clock today, Rockies Rundown presented by Autoplex. Jerry Schimmel and I will be on at 2 o'clock. We've got something positive to talk about with the Colorado Rockies. Great win yesterday. The buzz, the horn is back working. We got it fixed, at least. And I think we could be in store for a week of greatness now.
A week of greatness. Who rolls in next? What's it?
Yeah, the Mets.
Okay.
We're not scared.
No.
I'm not worried. I'm confident.
You know, you should keep some kitty litter on the bus. So if you put it under the wheels as it's stuck, sometimes it can help it get some traction and pull itself out.
So we haven't crashed yet. We're just stuck right now?
You're just stuck.
Okay, we're going to get this. We'll get it back on the road.
No, it's on the side of the road. It's got the hood up, and you're crying. But somebody's going to stop and help you.
I don't cry.
Yeah, right. Okay.
What do you think, Angel? What do you think about that?
Stall out a couple times on the road, and you know. Sometimes you coast downhill and you pick up some speed. You start feeling good.
I understand. Call War Eagle Garage. See if there those guys can come out and help you
bring
out.
Bring that trailer out.
Absolutely. Now, I know everyone's wondering.
That is true.
You know, as we've talked about a lot of the sports things going on, Avs back in action coming up tonight.
Yep.
Game two in that. Rockies get a win. We've got all that. The NBA playoffs. Golden State walked last night. Now we need to know what went down in the first KFK Madden Bowl. Yesterday, Brady Hull, host of the Hull Show, was taking on Tanner Schwint in a fine matchup. There had been a lot of smack talk going into it, and we did it live on the Good Morning NoCo page on Facebook, and actually had people watching it, which was wonderful.
It was. It was a blast.
It was a hell of a battle. I got to tell you, this thing was up and down. I didn't know where to go. I thought you were toast at halftime.
I did too.
Brady came
He came out strong.
What was it, 18-6 at the half?
18-6 at the half. Yeah, we kept going for two and missing.
And Clark Johnson doing the play-by-play with me on the game, was continually updating the money line.
That's
which
right.
was changing a lot during the game.
At one point, I was like plus 200. I mean, when I was down, so those bettors should have jumped
in right
there.
They jumped then, but second half completely different. Brady went scoreless in the second half. Tanner turned it on.
Defense on, yeah.
And ended up winning. Was it 21-18?
28-18. Yep.
28-18.
Yep,
oh,
I got up
man.
There, yeah. Now, I'll have more to say on this tomorrow. Brady and I have a 24-hour rule because it gets competitive.
Okay.
So I won't bring I brought the smack talk beforehand, but I did get the win. I did get the win.
See,
we're so
everywhere.
Used to talking about the win. I got the win in the first game. He looked at me and said, let's go, you know, double or nothing.
Yes.
And, of course, we played again. And he did get me the second time. It was a 36-31 game. I threw a pick in the end zone with no time left.
Really not your style.
No, not my style at all. I don't like to sling the ball around at all. So, of course, you can't end on a tie. And we played one more time. And I got the best of him. So right now I'm still the champ.
You are.
But I will reserve any trash talk for either when Brady is here in the studio. It's a raw, and if I was on the other end, I would like to think that he would be doing the same. So it was a nice win. Got a lot of respect for Brady, and I left the Xbox here. So whenever he wants to try it again, we're ready to roll.
You're a Barack Obama sneaked out there for a second and he said, I'll talk to Brady when he's here in the studio.
If he was here, my fellow Americans, I'm going to talk about this right now, but not much.
You had to flow in the
Well, you know what? I had to get into my political
talk. Unless he's here in the studio.
If he's here in the studio, that's going to be great. Miles Blumhardt coming up in just a bit. It's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Owl Communications Studios. I'm Tanner Schwimp, my buddy Brian Gary, co-hosting this thing this morning. Again, our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Very simple and straightforward. What's your guilty pleasure TV show?
Yeah, I'm getting some people chiming in. Now, I always sounded off that I watched the Kardashians, and I'm getting a lot of hate mail for that. Shut up. Storage Wars, Pawn Stars,
those kind of things. Storage Wars.
See,
I did.
I still do.
I hate it. Is it Dave? Was that the guy that... Yup!
Yep.
I hate
him, too.
Do you hate Dave? Yup!
I do, but he makes it entertaining because he's the villain. He's the one you want to hate. Daryl's a dummy, too.
Didn't they...
You know, that's...
Do they still have the original team on there?
No, because some of them passed away, like Barry, who was very eccentric
right.
and so forth. He died.
No.
Yeah, and...
Brandy and her husband get split up or something?
I believe Brandy and Jared split as well. You could see that coming. He did not deserve her.
Heck no.
No, absolutely not. But there's things like the 90 Day Fiancé, the Real Housewives of, and people are staying away from that. But Dale says Storage Wars and Pawn Stars. Michelle says Swamp People. Shoot them, Lizbeth. Yeah, I like that too. Diane said Pawn Stars, Storage Wars, American Pickers. Yeah, that's another one that I get definitely hooked on. That's a guilty pleasure for me.
That is. I can't remember the one where it was like a shipping one.
Shipping Wars.
Oh, yeah. Right off of the storage room.
At Roy.
I actually enjoyed that one. I don't know why.
I loved it. Roy, with the long-haired guy. Yeah. Now, he passed away, too.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, and that's why he was no longer on there. I used to love Ice Road Truckers was another one that I really liked. There was a dude named Porkchop. You know, and how can he not like a show with a guy named Porkchop?
Okay, so my dad owns a trucking company and that I've talked about. I mean, he's knows everything there is to know about semi-trucks and stuff like that. He'd watch that, and pretty soon he'd just get so ticked off at what these dummies were doing on there. They'd be like, I'm so done with this. And it's hard to blame it. If there was like a show about radio people and, there's drama, the producer and the host are fighting before the show. It's like, yeah, get over it. That happens all the time, especially with a guy like Angel who's really confrontational.
Yeah, I can very see difficult that. He's just spitting, just spouts venom and abuse.
Oh, yeah. Nothing nice about him at all.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of these shows that I used to watch.
See, look at that. I mean,
I love it. What else were you watching?
So me and my mom used to love watching Deadliest Catch.
Oh, yeah.
Crab fishing show.
Love it.
Yep.
My dad, my stepmom, they love Married at First Sight. It's another one of those 90-day fiancé shows.
So, yeah.
Where you, like, don't even meet this person. You fill out a survey, and then you get married, and that's the first time you see them. It's kind of interesting, but it never works.
Yeah,
it
really, really respects the, sanctitude of marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
The big dog chiming in here on the text line, American Pickers and Pawn Stars. Yeah. They're both trash TV shows, too.
They're guilty pleasures. They're ones that people do love, though. The amount of people who line up to go to that pawn shop in Las Vegas is absolutely incredible. I mean, seriously.
I've heard it's nothing like that in there, but 8:33 the time.
I've heard the same
let
thing.
Let us know what your thoughts are on the J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. By the way, our friends at Happy Life Gardens, if you've got a garden that you planted, because they always say plant it after Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mother's Day's passed, and we're expecting a freeze. They've got a ton of stuff in there to cover up the garden to make sure that it doesn't freeze or frost over and kill all those plants so you don't have to do it again. Check out Happy Life Gardens in Evans. Miles Blumhardt with the Colorado when we come back. But first, bottom of the hour, news and weather center. DL Communications Studios is where we're at, wherever you're at. Thanks for listening this morning to Good Morning NOCO.
We're your funky white boys.
We are the funky white boys. I'm Tanner Schwint. That's Brian Gary. I think we can throw Miles Blumhardt in that category
as well. He's a funky white boy as well.
That's right. Miles Blumhardt with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining us now. Miles, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well. Not as well as you two, it sounds like, but I'm doing well.
It's hard to be as good as we are, Miles. I mean, we got nothing to complain about.
No, I mean, you set the bar pretty high.
Yeah, that's right, Miles.
Hey, good to have you. Good to talk to you again. It's been a while, Miles. You doing all right, bud?
Well, I'm doing well because I'm vacationing a lot, so that's always a good thing.
That sounds like a happy man, right?
I literally texted him, like, hey, you want to go golf next week? And he's like, I'm out of town. I'm like, is that fourth time this month, Miles?
Yeah.
I can handle you for about 15 minutes on the radio, Tanner, is what Miles is thinking.
When you're at the Colorado one for 32 years, you build up some PTO, so I like to use it.
As you should, my friend.
No doubt.
You've worked for it. So let's talk about it. Obviously, the big story going into this weekend, starting really today and into tomorrow, is this storm that's going to come through, Miles.
Yeah, you know, I talked to the National Weather Service meteorologist in Boulder yesterday, and it's actually, I think, gaining in significance as far as snow totals. Now, this is going to be, and I'm sure you talked to Cody before, this is really tricky. These spring ones are really tricky to get the snowfall amounts correct, because just a few degrees and a few, 100 feet in elevation can change a lot between rain and snow. But they're increasingly adding to the total, and 2 to 3 feet in the western areas around the Continental Divide, west of Boulder and in Larimer County, and probably 18 inches in the foothills, most likely. And then down closer to I-25, it gets a little more iffy because of, again, that rain-snow mix. 1 to 6 inches, they have a big range for Fort Collins. And I think Denver, they're looking at like 3 to 10 now. So a lot of things, you know, are dependent on when the cold front actually comes here, and you know, when we get the precipitation. So what's happening, right, is we have a low on that's going to create upslope eastern winds, and that's going to collide with a jet stream that's over top, and that's on Friday, and that's those kind of setups. We get some pretty significant moisture.
Now, as this comes rolling in, I couldn't help but think, I'm always, you know, thinking about nature and the animals and those kind of things. I got to think how confusing this is going to be for the snakes, because yesterday my wife
kills them all.
No, my wife was walking the Poudre Trail, and there's a big, beautiful snake that had gone out.
Beautiful?
It was sunning itself on the sidewalk, which they love to do. And I tell you, that sun is going to be gone, and they're going to be freaking out come the next couple of days.
I hope they all die.
Okay, that's bad. Your wife probably saw bull snake. They're really out right now. They look like a rattlesnake, but they're not. But that's what they do, and they get pretty large. But they are not venomous.
Nope.
They will bite, but they're basically harmless, and they do a lot of good. So don't kill them.
They don't have legs, though, and it creeps me out. And they wind up in spots they're not supposed to be. The best kind of snake is a dead snake, and I will stand behind this until the day I die.
They will scare me, but I've grown to have a great appreciation for them. And you just check the tail. Bull snakes and rattlesnakes look a lot alike.
Oh, Mr. Snake,
look,
can you sit right there for a second?
And if they're stretched out across the trail, they can't snap at you or jump at you. They got to be back a little bit. So just educate yourself, darn it.
Yeah, okay, I could do that for sure. But no, to Brian's point, sorry for derailing that. It was a good question. I mean, there's a lot of people who have gardens planted and things like that, Miles. So with the freeze that could be coming in over the weekend, it's important to take precautions.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You know, originally we were looking like the Greeley Fort Collins area was looking right around 30 to 32. That's now dropped down to about 28, 29. That will definitely do damage if you don't protect your, like if you planted your containers with annual flowers, if you planted your peppers and tomatoes, you're going to have to cover those. The best way to cover those is, obviously, if you have containers, if you can bring them inside or bring them anywhere that you have a roof over top and then throw a blanket over, that's good for your tomatoes and peppers. If you use tomato cages to support, like cloth coverings over top of that, that's good. You don't want the covering to touch the plant, because that can transfer that frost, and you can still get some freeze damage. And then there's two other things. One, 3 to 6 inches of heavy wet snow with leafed out trees, you're going to have problems if you don't brush that off. Never pull down.
Yeah.
When you're brushing those off, always push up so you don't break the limbs. And then thirdly, a lot of people have started the sprinkler systems, and the vacuum breaker above ground will likely freeze if it gets down to 28, 29. So you're either going to have to do a quick drain, which is easily done. I just wrote a story about it today. Or you're going to have to put some kind of insulated blankets over top of it.
Man, this is just sounding like such a major event. I know we had a rather April, you think of the showers and those things, May. We know people should not be surprised at what goes on with our weather here in Colorado. This is not our first go-round with this. It's strange all the time, and it seems like we always run into this. Seems like we've been overdue for one of these, don't you think, Miles?
Yeah, so here's my question to you. How often do you think it snows, measurable snowfall, in Fort Collins?
In May, or like just...
Yeah, in May.
I'm going to guess like once every 5 years.
Not bad, once every 3 years.
So, all right.
Oh, wow.
And we've had a trace of snow 7 of the last 9. That's thanks to Colorado Climate Center. So these are not uncommon. We may set a weird kind of record, right? So the record for highest temperature before snowfall the next day is 88 degrees, and that happened in, I believe it was September of 1993.
Wow.
We're close. I mean, I think we're projected at like 89 today, although I think some of this cloud cover is going to have to come off for that to happen. But, May, it's not uncommon for it. We can definitely use the moisture. It looks like we might get a half inch to maybe up to an inch of moisture, which we desperately need.
We do, and I know we're talking a lot about the gardens, and that's going to impact a lot of people too, Miles, but we were having this conversation earlier in the program. Those farmers out there that have already planted, I mean, I was out irrigating yesterday with my old man. I mean, it's going to wreak havoc on things, and you hope that really we don't get underneath that freezing temperature. Hopefully they are a little bit off on this one.
Yeah, and now, you know, they'll be right on the cusp. I think, you know, like the winter wheat and that, I think that should, it should be okay, I think. But, you know, there's a lot of variability with this storm. And, you know, if we could get some good cloud cover Friday night, which we should, and maybe probably Saturday night might be worse. Friday night, I think we're going to be fine, right? Because you're going to have cloud cover because it's going to be snowing. Saturday, if it clears and you have that clear sky and no blanket of clouds, that's, I think, when bad things could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking with Miles Blumhardt with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Miles, we've talked about the big kahuna, obviously that big elk that died at Rocky Mountain National Park. And that's a live play of what the big kahuna sounded like when he died, apparently. Thank
that
you,
was
Brian.
My bugling.
That was terrible. But there's been a GoFundMe set up.
There's a horny elk out back right now after doing that, I'm telling you.
All right, you go handle that.
Yeah, GoFundMe. The big kahuna, incredible, whatever you want to call him. I think he had another name. I can't remember. Anyhow, yeah, very popular elk, and he died of natural causes, unfortunately. Then somebody took his skull and antlers, which is illegal. They did find them, but he's back. So anyhow, they're doing a GoFundraiser. I think they want to raise like $150,000 to do a bronze sculpture of the big elk. And that would, you know, they have one already up there in Estes Park. You know, as you enter Estes Park, they have one of Samson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was killed long ago. And he was a poacher shot him with a crossbow. Idiot. So
exactly.
Well, and couldn't really they just change the name on that one? I mean, Samson died long enough ago. Could we just save some people some money, Brian? No?
Well, you know.
Am I in the minority here? Okay.
Pretty soon they're going to have a Mount Rushmore of elk.
I know.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
And there was Elvis the elk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got the big kahuna. We got Samson.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyhow, yeah. So, they got a fundraiser going on. And I think it's kind of a cool idea. And they're going to, you know, make sure they bring about how to safely watch wildlife and wildlife conservation and all that kind of stuff. So, kind of a cool idea.
All right.
It is. I remember when cowboy legend Ty Murray, I believe, got in trouble around Estes Park for trying to ride one.
I believe he did. I'm guessing
hilarious.
There were some libations involved.
There were. There were, yeah. Okay, just something
your,
I know.
Your story, yeah. No,
okay.
All right.
Miles knew it too, so it's true.
All right. Miles, quickly here, I did want to talk with you. Obviously, the NBA draft lottery is set. David Roddy seems to be trending towards maybe a first-round pick here. That is unfortunate news for CSU fans.
Yeah, there's a couple things here, right? If you're drafted in the first round, you get a four-year contract. The first 2 years are guaranteed. I just looked at the numbers. You're looking about at the lower end of that, about $1.6 million a year, so you got $3.2 million guaranteed. If you're drafted in the second round, I think the league minimum now is like $932,000. However, none of that's guaranteed. So I think if he is projected and he really believes he'll be drafted in the first round, you got to go.
Right? I agree.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Second round, that might be a little iffy. Here's the other problem if you're CSU. Is they would have his scholarship if he leaves, and they also have Chandler Jacobs or one other one. They have not replaced him.
Right. And, well, you gotta wait and see what he's gonna do.
But they also have not recruited a big player. They did get a 6'8" kid, but he's more of an Adam Thistlewood type player for them. To make any kind of statement in NCAA next year, they need Roddy back, and that other scholarship has to go to like a power 6'7", 6'8", you know, power forward who can rebound and rim protect. Otherwise, I really don't see him doing any better than this last year.
No, it's hard to argue with that, Miles. Miles Blumhardt with the Coloradoan. Well, I suppose we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks since you're going on vacation next week.
I'm in Kansas City next week, so yes, it'll be 2 weeks, and I can't wait to get on. This is my first time with both of you two, so I'm happy to be on.
Well, we appreciate it, Miles.
Great to have you, Miles.
Yeah, Kansas City is a great destination for vacations too. Good pick by you there. I heard the beaches are incredible.
It's a wedding. It's a wedding.
Okay.
Hey,
They got good barbecue. They do. All right, Miles. You can tell me what you really want to say when we're off the air, okay? When we go golf. Miles Blumhart with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Miles, thanks so much for your time, buddy. Have a safe traveling trip and enjoy Kansas City.
Yep, take care.
Thanks. That's Miles Blumhart there. I did hear that. I heard the ocean's incredible in Kansas City.
It's gorgeous. It's some oceanfront property in Arizona, too.
Yeah, there is. I got some. 8:53 the time. We'll come back on the other side, wrap this bad boy up. It's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Well, it took like a week and 4 days for me to lose my mind, but I think it's officially happened, Brian. You're drawing on yourself.
You know what that is?
What is that?
That's Dr. Phil.
That's a pretty good Dr. Phil.
I know.
He drew Dr. Phil on his thumb. Okay. All right. Well, I want to say...
Here, I'll hold it up to the mic.
Yeah, there you go. Look at this. I want to say thanks to all of our interviews today. It was great catching up with Miles Blumhart with the Coloradoan. Of course, Triple T Thompson with War Eagle Garage. Great event coming up on Saturday. Check out their website, wareaglegarage.org. Of course, Taylor and Havila were in at 7:30. If you missed any of this show, check it out on 1310kfka.com for the show replay. Fun lineup today as well that we're going to get to. Brian, what do you got over there?
Well, I was just going to say, again, Avalanche tonight, 7:30.
Let's go.
St. Louis Blues, game two. I think
as
the Blues
roll,
gave
five,
everything
two.
They could, and I agree with you.
5-2.
I think the last game was one chance for them to steal one. It didn't happen. Avs are going to just pour on the gasoline tonight.
I agree. I love the Avs tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also tonight, big sporting event going on in golf. Men's League at the
Country Club. Oh, not the PGA, men's league.
Yeah,
okay.
No. By the way, Rory McIlroy's 4-under through 6 for anybody who put a little money on Rory. But
Schwint 2 over at this time.
Yeah. I wish. Tonight, this is the second time I'm going to be golfing in men's league so far this week. Don't have the name of the gentleman. Oh, here we go. Let's see. We are going up against Colton and Jacob tonight. We start on a long par 5 with the wind probably blowing right back at us. Prediction time, fellas. You got us tonight? You got the other guys?
I haven't seen the other guy's action. I'm going to go with Tanner. I think he's due.
I agree with that. I think the momentum of yesterday's Madden Bowl carry over into this sport. So
I like it.
Looking for Tanner to... shine.
Thank you guys for doing that. I proved you wrong yesterday. Brian picked Brady, by the way. And I will hold it against him until this show ends, ever. So, just so you know.
Just today's edition or ever?
Ever.
Okay.
Ever. 9 to 11, Writer Than You. Get the sports takes there. Clark and the Coach, 11 to noon. A whole show, 12 to 2. 2 o'clock, Jerry Schimmel and myself for Rocky's Rundown. It's going to be a very fun day of action on KFK. For Angel Padilla, for Brian Gary, I am Tanner Schwinn. This has been Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. We'll see you on a Habajiba Friday.